It's been a while since we had the opportunity to go check out the movie premiere of a movie we wanted to go see. This one we've been looking forward to for a while. So me and Zach and Mike and Zach's brother, we all went to see Hail Mary last night, starring Ryan Gosling. Zach is a space buff. He really wanted to go. I'm a sci-fi dork. I really want to go. And when I saw it was going to be an IMAX because I couldn't make the other screenings, I said, for sure, we have to go see this.
And my brother's cheap and likes free stuff.
So go see that one, too. So we roll in with a deep crew, as Mike would say, and we go to the movies. And this movie is basically starring Ryan Gosling and pretty much only Ryan Gosling. Ryan Gosling has to carry this entire movie. Before we get to his performance, visually, it is stunning. Stunning visually. I will caution you, and this is what I told the nice lady with the clipboard at the end, is that it puts you into space. So much so, I was space sick for the first part of the movie. Because in IMAX, when you're sitting three rows away from that sucker at the Pacific Science Center in that theater, I was getting a little dizzy at the beginning. It did such a good job with the space
stuff. You haven't felt like that since you put the lasers up there.
Excuse me, we're not supposed to talk about my excursions to space to install the Jewish space lasers, okay? Just because I have that switch on my desk where I could switch it into different modes. You're not supposed to talk about that, Zach. You haven't been working here long enough with me. You need to know, we don't talk about the space laser. We just joke about it so people think it's fake. Anyway, so the movie itself, you say, can Ryan Gosling really carry a movie? And I gotta say, I thought he was great. His brand of stupid / oblivious, whatever that is that he does, was perfect for this. And I would actually go as so far as to say is he should be an Oscar contention for this movie, because most of the movie he is working with something that isn't there or is a puppet.
He is so good. I didn't even think about that until you just brought it up.
It really is. So basically the plot of the movie is Ryan Gosling has to save Earth, which is about to be destroyed. That's all I'm going to tell you. That is all I'm going to tell you about the plot. But it's realistic. And it's original. And even though you say, I've heard this plot 1,000 times, no, you haven't. It's really a special, special movie.
It's got a lot of the same people who worked on The Martian. It's actually based on a novel by the same person who wrote The Martian, the Matt Damon film. So if you like that, you're going to love this.
So, Zach, give me your review of this movie, because you were into it the whole time. I saw you laughing. I saw you loving it.
I loved The Martian. It took itself a little seriously at times, but I always like I like Star Wars and all the sci-fi nonsense, but sometimes the nonsense is a little too much. It's like, that doesn't happen in space. I'm too invested in space stuff that all the sort of sci-fi things.
You mean the NASA. You're invested in real space.
Yeah, real space stuff that sometimes some of the sci-fi films can suck me out of it too quickly, because it's just... it's too far-fetched. I mean, space lasers. Come on.
Yeah, far-fetched always sounds like a Yiddish word.
So anyway, this thing has aliens and it still feels real. Mm-hmm. And the other thing, you were talking about visuals, it's not visuals in the sense of like Avatar has great visuals.
No.
Or, great CGI. This is a real movie that they invested in with real props and real costumes and real makeup. We talk about a lot of movies being filmed in like a volume, some sort of this LED kind of room that you can just flip a switch and make it whatever backdrop or setting you want it to become. That actually plays a role in the movie as itself. You know, they don't make you think you're somewhere else. It shows you'll find out. But it is a real movie with real production and real props and real things, and I liked that. It was refreshing as opposed to just CGI garbage.
And it made all the difference in the world because you felt like you were actually there. I still don't know if who he meets in space is real or CGI or a puppet. I have no idea. It's in the trailer. I'm not giving anything away. I don't know. I don't know, because they did such a good job with practical effects with it.
And the difference between, the biggest difference I would say between The Martian and this is this one's so, I mean, The Martian was funny. It has funny moments. This one's hilarious.
Yeah.
Start to finish, it is really, really funny. And not groaners, real jokes.
I will say this also. I will caution you. If IMAX is not your thing and you get dizzy, don't see it in IMAX. Don't. Because I was getting dizzy and I love IMAX. I would say if you love IMAX, make sure you see it in IMAX on the biggest screen and sit as close as you can where you still see the whole screen. Don't sit so close that you're missing corners of the screen.
You have movies like Oppenheimer that say they're filmed for IMAX.
Yeah.
No. I beg to differ. This one is.
Yeah. And it's magnificent. It really is magnificent. It's fun. Definitely go see Hail Mary.
Best movie I've seen in years.
Yeah.
And not just as a space fan.
No.
Legitimately the best movie I've seen such a long time.
It is a great movie.
This might be the first movie, well, short of F1, this might be the first movie I go and see twice.
Yeah. I don't know. See, for me, I don't know about that. This one, I kind of want to sit in my basement next time and watch it and look for the things I missed the first time.
Sure.
That's kind of how I want to do it. Anyway, check out Hail Mary, which is opening this weekend. So make sure you check out Hail Mary. Heading on over to the text line, by the way. It looks like a lot of you are agreeing about our take and Heidi's take about Joe Kent. You're either mad because you called this originally, or you're disappointed. This one here from the 206, so disappointed, Joe Kent. I really thought he was conservative. After hearing what he said, I'm so glad he lost both of his bids for office. Then what he did to President Trump, a snake in the grass. Not to mention him running to Tucker Carlson to cry on his shoulder. Sick. Good riddance. Go back to the loony Dems where you belong. Wow. It also looks like he's under FBI investigation now for leaks. We're going to confirm that during the break and see if we can find that out for you. When we come back, final hour free-for-all, plus discuss the latest on what's going on in Iran and with Joe Kent and his resignation, the shakeup it's having in D.C. You're listening to the Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.